begin. Your name is John, a passenger on board the Calypso, a torpedo frigate in Allied space. Your job is to paint the ship in various tones of gunmetal grey and warning sign yellow. Today is your 19th day on the job. There's a war on. The world goes red and alarm bells begin sounding. Missile launch detected, target Calypso, brace for immediate impact. Several thoughts flipped through John's head. Thoughts of panic, escape, safety. Who could have launched this sort of attack this deep into Alliance space? It doesn't matter now. I feel great. The end. Merg. John feels like he's being liquefied and drank in reverse. It's not an unfamiliar feeling. John's in his RS suite at the Alliance Navy outpost in Agrib, the closest point to where he was attacked. It's pretty ritzy, especially for a blue collar like him. Agrib's nestled fairly comfortably inside Alliance space, which begs the question, how did the Calypso get blown into smithereens by Pinko missiles? The last time he felt this was 4 days ago, when he was gunned down in a Pinko ambush on the station on Distral 2. He was there cleaning the old grout out of the accelerators and resealing them. But that was on the rim of Allied space. This is his third death in 19 days, and he's wondering if he's having sheep luck or what. John steps off the respawn panel, shaking the last of the death sick from his head. After 3 times through the next, he's still not used to this crap. John's not actually sure what comes next normally. When he got shot before on Distral, he respawned immediately into the station again, ready to fight off the attack, but that was just because the station's respawn panels were closest. The Calypsos, obviously, blew up along with the rest of the ship. How the Pinkos managed to get a missile like that, John isn't sure, but he doesn't like the thought. Well, say one thing for your race, they sure advance rapidly. Respawn complete. Welcome back to existence. The voice cuts in across his mental uplink. John takes a moment to check what he has stored in link space. One antimatter swabber useful for cleaning stubborn stains, and, in a pinch, melting stubborn Pinkos, one bag of dehydrated fruit chips John got off a vending machine in the Calypso before the missile, one belt of ammunition for a heavy antimatter rifle. John isn't sure exactly how many rounds that is, he just grabbed it from the Calypso's armory when he came on board. The laser pistol, John's never used it, and it's fairly neglected. What with the shoddy parts and everything, he's worried it could blow up in his face. Oh, that feels better. Well, that's technically John's real name. As long as John has you, he's willing to translate for you. You've helped him out before, and it's nice to have something to talk to on long assignments, so he guesses he'll trust you. Even if you are a shard of glass with a bunch of Pinkos inside it. John's a Cal, one of the races of the Alliance. You all happen to be Pinkos, or at least the voices of Pinkos. There's a war on. End prologue. Bonus content. Cal. The Cal are in reality a massive colony of microscopic organisms attached to a hardened calcium skeleton, surrounded by a firm but malleable membrane, and governed by a hive mind. Each individual organism in a Cal is capable of a multitude of functions in the body due to extensive genetic engineering on the part of the Cal themselves. A cell could one mimic be muscle and the next vascular tissue. This allows the form of the Cal to be constantly changing, limited only by the skeleton, which enforces a vaguely humanoid shape, and also gives them a tremendous amount of fortitude, as dead cells can quickly be replaced in function by live ones. Therefore, the only way to stop Cal in combat is by blowing the limbs off, destroying the skeleton, or with a direct hit to the diamond-shaped hive mind in the Cal's head. These properties make them effective soldiers and laborers, and they relish the opportunity to use their unique biological gifts in service of the Alliance, of which they are one of the two founding species.